riffing!
Riffing!
Tell them what riffing is!
Riffing!
Tell them what riffing is!
We're just gonna talk about stuff!
Whatever comes up on
the word generator!
Random word generator!
Random word generator!
Miami! Okay. You ready for the first word? Tree.
Trees.
Trees.
Can work as a canopy.
Canopy, like where the Mother Nature, like in a, go ahead and explain.
Well, like where the tree, like, bends over, has the branches, like, like this. Like, say I'm the tree, okay? I'm the tree, okay? My branches grow like this.
Yes.
So then a person, a little tiny person, can sit right here and they'll be like covered from the rain.
The rain?
Yeah.
Yeah. The word tree makes me think of the trees that are fake in the malls, because then you can go up and you can touch them and pull the leaves off and you will know whether or not it's a fake tree or not. That's all I can think of, tree.
Trees.
Next word is neighbor. No, yes, neighbors. Neighbor.
My cat likes to go on my neighbor's front yard, and her gate is closed. And I know all these gates make a lot of noise when you open them, so my cat is just there at night, and I shine the little red laser, and he just follows it back home.
What's the strangest neighbor type person that you can think of?
My neighbor's weird.
How weird? Tell me something. Like, tell me something weird.
She wakes up every day at 6 in the morning walking her dog.
Yeah.
With a stick, like she's blind. She lives by herself. Her garage is completely empty.
Yeah. Is it one of those sticks, just like a regular tree stick, like from a tree?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it one of those like skiing poles that has a used for skiing?
No, it's like a tree stick.
Tree stick.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't clean her front yard, and every time when she walks out, I hear the gate creak open, and I look outside the window, and she's looking at me.
Do you look back?
Look away.
Look
no.
Away.
I don't like to look at her.
You don't like to look at her?
Yeah.
You know what the neighbor reminds me of? It's on The Simpsons. There's the crazy cat lady that doesn't ever really say dialogue. She has, and then she throws cats at her neighbors.
I would never throw my cat.
Well, no, I know you would throw your cat, but she's like, she's the craziest neighbor I can think of.
A crazy neighbor?
A crazy neighbor. The crazy cat lady on The Simpsons is what I think of.
What other crazy neighbor do I have?
Do I have?
I do have a crazy neighbor.
Crazy neighbor? Or how about Dennis the Menace? Hello, Mr. Wilson!
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Dennis the Menace is?
No, from where?
Well, how about the next word then?
Yeah.
Exercise.
Exercise.
Exercise. Do you exercise your exercise?
I had to write. Whoa. I'm sorry. I had to write an essay about exercise.
Tell
for
me.
Health.
How did it go?
A health essay. Why would anyone want to write a health essay? It was, how does exercise affect the three sides of your health triangle, which is physical, social, and mental and emotional.
That's four sides.
Mm-mm. Mental and emotional is the same thing.
Oh, mental and emotional. Okay. Some people just have mental for their emotion.
Thighs. And he said write an essay, so it's five paragraphs.
Yeah.
I wrote two sentences for each paragraph.
Yeah.
Turned it in, I got an A.
It must have been you must have been a good writer.
It was exercise helps the social side because people like you if you're buff.
Now see, I like to be the opposite side. I like to be antisocial when I go exercise. So I'll go to the gym and I'll put my earbuds on and my music and I will be antisocial.
But then you could also meet new people. Like if you go to, well, you can't be antisocial if you're like on a soccer team.
That's true, but you got to interact. So that would be the other side of the fence.
Yeah, the social side. Yeah, and then the mental and emotional. Oh, it helps you out with stress. And then the physical. Oh, you get strong and your muscles get strong, and you're strong.
So then you can withstand your crazy mental, emotional side.
Yeah.
I think that's what that would be.
And that's it. That's all I put. And then it was like, exercise can help with a lot of things. And then that's the last. That was the last one.
And guess what the next word is. Help.
Ah!
are the odds on that? And then random generator.
I hated my health teacher. My health teacher always made fun of me being Ukrainian.
Why would your health teacher make fun of you?
He'll say something.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, I don't get it. And he's like, that's because you're Ukrainian.
No, you're not a good teacher because you're not Ukrainian.
He's like, I'll send you to Siberia. Send me to Siberia. I'll be closer to my country and further away from you.
Health makes me think of back when...
When you hated your health teacher?
Mm-hmm. In the very first... health goes to, like, going to the doctor and you have to get a shot.
I like shots.
What? I'm not, like, one of those phobic people.
Yeah.
That's afraid of needles. But I have to look away. I have to completely look away when they start doing the pulling out the needle thing. So that way I don't see what's going on. Because if I watch, it starts to hurt. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
It's like if I'm at the dentist, I can see the needle because I close my eyes when they're doing the Novocaine thing.
Yeah.
But I tolerate it. I'm not gonna cry or anything, but I'll tolerate it. That's what my dislike of needles are.
One time I went to the hospital and I had to pick either I get all my six shots until mm-hmm. I'm like 16 or 18 or whatever mm-hmm. That one time, or I could spread them out throughout the years. And I said, I'm gonna get them all today, and I got six shots in one day.
I got a story for that, okay? Since you said shots, I have a younger brother who was at the time having to get allergy shots,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we had to go to he would get the allergy shot and would have to wait for about 45 minutes to see if he was gonna have an allergic reaction or not, okay? For some reason, we went late in the evening. It was me, my dad, and my brother Doug. And we were going up to what's known as St. Vincent's Hospital. And it was like after 7 o'clock, 7:30,
mm-hmm.
and we had to wait.
Wait, in the night or?
Yeah, at night, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's not anybody around. And I had just gotten my first ever, or the early version of an iPod called a Walkman. So I had my music with me, okay? I had my earbuds in, listening to this, and my brother had a shot, and we're just sitting there quietly. And I didn't realize it, you know, I did the thing where everybody's done it. I yell real loud, how much longer? This quiet hospital, it echoed down the room. People were giggling and laughing. My dad's like, shh, quiet, quiet, quiet. My dad's laughing. And I didn't realize what was going on.
Because you were listening to music real loud.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
Kinda, yeah.
Where you just don't realize that it's just a simple mistake that everybody's made, and it's
yeah.
very funny when it happens.
Because you need to hear yourself when you're talking, that's
yeah.
why.
Yeah, I had to think real loud, that's the only way I could do it. Here's the next word, famine.
Is it famine is like starving or something?
However you want to refine
it. What is it?
Famine like starving. I think.
What is famine?
I think of
what is it? What does it mean?
Mass land. There's like no rain. If there continues to be drought in California, and the crops don't grow, they're gonna have a famine.
Okay. We're not having a famine. We just had a rain here.
Yes, we did. Famine makes me think of there was this episode of. Do you remember? Okay. There was a famine in Ethiopia. And they did the thing where they got all the music stars together, and then they did We Are the World. Okay? What I've always wanted to do was make... I saw somebody else did this where they made their own parodies of We Are the World.
Mm-hmm.
But they never... I would like to try to do my own version of We Are the World with characters.
With characters?
Yeah. We could use... We should do our own version of it sometime.
Wait, is it called like... We are the world.
We are the children. Blah, blah.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah. You go to Russia, Ukraine, you bring some more characters, you come back, we'll go into the studio and we'll do this. Okay? We already got you.
Hello.
Exactly. Okay? So let's do that.
You got me.
We'll get Grandma Matata in on it too. This will be good, okay?
Okay.
This will be down the road. We will work on this, okay? One more word.
Okay.
Bend. B-E-N-D. Bend.
Bendy straw.
bendy straw. What's your favorite thing about a bendy straw?
Get it? Because it was a bendy straw.
I got it, bendy straw.
My other thing is that they can be colorful and you can customize them because then they'll be like your personality.
So people should send you bendy straws.
Yes, send me bendy straws.
All right, down in the description, there's the address down below. You can send my and Grandma Petunia, even though Grandma Petunia's not here, bendy straws.
Don't like Grandma Petunia. She doesn't deserve the bendy straws.
She really liked what you made for her from that solar power.
She better have outworked hard.
I know you did.
I really didn't do all the work.
It was fine.
I didn't burn it.
It was a good quality product.
But I didn't even burn it.
Maya. You know, this is the end of the riffing episode, Chinese Squirrel Podcast number 6. Are you happy with that? I know you are. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Fuck!